This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly for the win on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to For the Win, the golf betting podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers. I'm Nigel Seeley and I'm back alongside the dynamic duo, the brothers Duncan and Neil Campbell from At Golf Betting Club. You miss me, boys? How are you?
Terribly. It's good to see that handsome face again, Nigel.
Where's the handsome face? Oh, me? Oh, thank you very much. Neil. A compliment from Neil Campbell. That is, I think that's the first time in 2 years that I've known Neil that I've actually got a compliment on it. So I'm gonna snippet that bit out and use that for Twitter. Very nice, Neil. Duncan, how are you guys? You know, I know you know your daddy daycare duties today as well. You know, looking after the kids.
Yeah, little man's sleeping at the moment, so I've got this little window to record the show. But no, it's all good here. All good here. I'm looking forward to another great show.
Yeah, looking forward to this one. Good to be back. Two golf events we're going to talk on. We're going to talk about the LIV Golf as well at the end, but not giving some picks on that. We've got to mention it with the field they have assembled for that one in Portland. But we're going to start off with the John Deere Classic from TPC Deer Run. Before we go into the leading contenders and the likely winners and the likely contenders, tell us a little bit about the course conditions, the weather forecast, and what the players are going to be playing into this week.
Yeah, so we're arriving at the TPC Deer Run this week. It's traditionally one of the easiest courses on tour. It used to precede the British Open, but it's been moved a week before. And it's par 71, just over 7,000 yards. I was counting the holes there. There is 8 holes under 450 yards. So the key this week is probably going to be short iron play, looking at the wedges from about 50 to 125 yards. And that'll be the angle in we'll be taking. The winning score traditionally is at least minus 19. In fact, 3 years ago, it was won with minus 28. So we really are looking at another birdie fest this week. And we've probably got the poorest field we'll see in the PGA Tour all year, which I think we'll go on to discuss.
Yeah, it's very poor. Duncan, I mean, if we talked about, the US Open conditions, very tough. The Open is coming up. It's going to be very tough as well. And we've got a golf tournament here. Could be one at 20 or 22 under par. I know Simon Holden mentioned in my absence, about the different conditions of courses. Let's have a look at the leading contenders. Probably look at you, Duncan, and look at the people at the top of the market. Which ones you liked? Which ones you want to fade? Webb Simpson is the favourite at 11-1 with BetRivers. BetRivers are offering a fifth, the first six. Of those players down to say around about the 30-1 bracket, which ones have caught your fancy as potential winners? And which ones do you think, I want to fade them this week?
Yeah, so the two I want to talk about are Sahith Fegala and Jason Day. I like Sahith Fegala this week. I think he's coming in exceptional form. I think he's a real talent. And I think that the fact he's had two runner-up finishes on the PGA Tour now so shows just how close he is to a win this season. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if this was the week that he breaks through. Second last week was an excellent effort. Could have possibly won had Xander not, nicked it at the end. And I think Fegala's on course for a great week. He hasn't played at this event before, which is the only negative, how he's going to take to the course. But plenty of birdies should suit him. And I think he's a player to go well this week. The one I want to fade or potentially go against is Jason Day. Jason Day was absolutely abysmal last week with his irons and with his putting. He was good off the tee, but with his irons and the putting, it was an absolute disaster. And I don't see him having the skills to compete this week or go close. I think, like Neil said, you've got to be hitting your iron shots close and you've got to be rolling in the putts. And given the way that Jason played last week, he might drive the ball well, but he's not going to score like he needs to. And I want to fade Jason Day this week. And they're actually in a match bet with BetRivers. You can get Fegala at minus 110 against Day. And I would be all over that. I think Fegala's a cracking bet against Jason Day this week, given the performances last week.
Yeah, Thigala's a popular selection with you boys. We bet him a couple of weeks ago. I threw 250-1 or something like that. He would give us a great run for our money. But this time around, shows you the quality of field. He's 22-1. Very different from 250-1 a few weeks back. I like that match bet, though, -110. Also, Thigala's in some group betting. And Jason Day is also in some group betting alongside the tournament favourite, Webb Simpson. He may be looking at some angles to oppose Day or get with Thigala. Neil, do you echo the thoughts at the top of the market as your brother, or is there anyone else that you quite like, or anyone yet, any sort of angles in that you want to attack the top front runners?
Yeah, Jason Day, I'm happy to oppose him this week just for all the reasons Duncan's mentioned. I think another one is possibly Denny McCarthy. Not that he doesn't have the talent, and I know he's a strong putter, which should go well here, but he's missed his last two cuts here and his last start, and I'm just not having Denny McCarthy at under 30-1, even in this field. So I'd be happy to take him on as well. And the one I like at the sort of prices we've mentioned is Scott Stallings, who finished like a train last week. He played his last three rounds in 15 under par. He ranked third for approach and also third in between that bracket that I talked about earlier, between 50 and 125 yards. So the wedge play seems really on point, which is going to be a theme for my picks this week. He was eighth position last week. He had a fourth a few weeks ago at Charles Schwab. So I feel like his game's really coming together. He's got three top 20s at this course and five attempts, including a fifth place back in 2017. And over the season, he ranks in the top 70 of approach and putting. So I think that is the winning combo this week. I think driving is going to be less significant because I think a lot of people are going to be in positions where it's going to be a second shot golf course. And I think Scott Stallings is the man that can profit the most from the setup this week.
Yeah, Scott Stallings is 33-1 with BetRivers, who are offering the fifth, the odds, the first six places at the John Deere Classic. And then obviously, if you're betting each way, you'd be looking at the next bracket. But before we move on to that next bracket, just one thing I just want to mention, just talk to you a bit about. I know you guys specialise in, you look for big outsiders, you look at the 100-1 shots, the 150-1 shots to try to get that each way value. But the winners of the golf in recent weeks have been at the top end of the market, haven't they? There's a lot of tournaments where the big, you know, the US Open was won by people at the top end of the market, or contended as well from the people at the top end of the market. Do you feel that that's just a sort of a coincidence that they're doing well at the moment? Or do you feel that the top players now are perhaps coming a little bit of value at maybe 10 or 12 to 1?
I think it's a bit of a mix, really. I think if you're looking at majors, I think you've seen that the top 30 in the world rankings have dominated the majors in recent years. So if you're talking specifically about majors, I think they generally do go to the lower ranked players, you know, the better players. I think there's just so much depth in that top 30 at the moment that these players just hoover up the big events and one of them will find their game and go on and win. And they're better than the players, you know, outside the top 30 naturally. But, you know, regular tour events, I think, are a bit more hit and miss. I actually think that this week is primed for a big priced winner. You know, there's not many of the guys below 100-1 that I actually really think are value. I think a lot of the value this week lies much higher, much further down the board. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to see a big price winner this week, especially when the two favourites at the top of the leaderboard are Webb Simpson and Adam Hadwin. You know, Simpson has his merits in terms of a proven player in years gone by, but it's not been a great year for him. And Adam Hadwin only has one PGA Tour win to his name. And we're talking about them heading up the market. I think there's plenty of value further down. And I would be, you know, really looking at some triple priced players this week. I think we're in for a shock winner.
Just to add to that, Nigel, before we carry on, just to add to what Duncan's just said, I think it's very fine margins as well, because we could be having a completely different conversation right now if Sahith Thigala even pars the last hole or birdies it and doesn't take that double bogey. He goes off at a three-figure price last week. He really should have won that event. So Xander wins and it's a different conversation, but it just shows you how small the margins are in golf.
100% margins in everything, you know. You can take one path or the other path, and golf and betting is exactly the same way. Before we go on to the triple bigger price, I'm looking forward to that section because, you know, Duncan was very he's very bullish that we could get a shock winner here. Let's look at that middle section here, like the ones that are very popular each way plays, sort of 33 down to around about 66-1. Anything that's caught your eye in that market, Neil?
No, I've skipped from Scott Scollins. I've skipped completely to the three-figure prices. In fact, one of them we tipped up on our service on Monday, and he's now not three figures anymore, but it's Nate Lashley. So he was 125-1 at the start of the week. I think we can still get 80, which is still reasonable value. And the reason I like Nate is that he produces his best performances at tracks where you need to go low. So if you look at this season, his best finishes, 17th at Byron Nelson, 11th in Mexico, and 7th in Puerto Rico are all courses where you need to be shooting about minus 20 to win. So we know he can do that. And his last win at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in 2019, he shot 263s en route to victory. So, you know, just another example that he loves these low scoring tracks. And he ranks 24th for birdie average on the whole tour for this year. So if you put that into this field, he's probably one of the more likely guys to get rack up a lot of birdies this week. 25th place finish in his last start. I think there's just a lot going for him. And he was terrific value at the start of the week, and he's still decent value now.
Nate Lashley, 80-1, definitely falls into that each way category with the six places. Duncan, obviously you will be, like Lashley will certainly be on your short list of contenders, but you mentioned that you liked a few at triple figure prices. So go on then. This is the chance to tell us who those few are.
Yeah. Well, just before we go into them, I think it's worth mentioning there was two roundabout the kind of 50-1 bracket who I did look at for a long time, but I felt they were just slightly on the short side, and I may rue the decision. But, you know, I think it's worth mentioning that Martin Laird and Kevin Streelman were, you know, on my short list. They both played nicely in the last couple of weeks, and they both have reasonable course records. Streelman, especially, has a couple of top tens, I think. So those two were worth mentioning, but ultimately I thought they were just a fraction short at the 50s and maybe would have wanted a little bit more juice in the price. And then if we look higher up the leaderboard, Sam Ryder was one who I think has got excellent potential this week, especially from an each-way perspective. You get Sam between 80 and 90 to 1. A couple of good finishes at TPC Deer Run, second in 2018, 18th in 2019. Decent performance last week when he was sixth for strokes gained approach, and that contributed to 17th strokes gained tee to green. He's been runner-up in a PGA Tour event before. He's capable of knocking down the door this week and sneaking a win. The one I really like at triple figure prices this week is Robert Streb. Robert was 35th last week, and he was 21st for strokes gained tee to green. Now, Robert is a player who is really up and down. You can have weeks where you miss the cut, you know, badly, and then he has weeks where he pops out and gets a win out of nowhere. He won the 2020 RSM Classic just like that. He'd missed a few cuts and then all of a sudden popped up with a commanding display where he ended up holding off Kevin Kisner in a close finish. He doesn't have the best record in this event, but when you start to see signs that his game is trending, he's worth backing, in my opinion. And you can pick him up at 125-1 with BetRivers, and I think that's a decent price this week.
Yeah, so there you go. So two big outsiders, Nate Lashley for Neil 80-1 and Streb at 125. And Sam Ryder, though into his talents, he was the Eurovision Song Contest runner-up as well. If you don't know that, Google Spaceman by Sam Ryder and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. A very talented man. So that's it for the John Deere Classic. Some big outsiders, some leading contenders you want to take on, and a match bet we really like, Figal against Jason Day, who Jason Day is our fade for this week. Then moving across to the DP World Tour, it's the Irish Open from Mount Juliet in Kilkenny. It was the venue last year, which was won by Herbert, 33-1. Herbert is to retain his title on the market. No surprise, is led by Shane Lowry at 7-1. He will be a very popular selection from both sets of the sides of the pond of the American supports, especially on the East Coast of America, will be behind Lowry. And over here, he'll be a very popular selection as well. He's a 7-1 favourite. Another Irishman is second favourite in Shameless Power at 14-1. From that top bracket, who do you like and who do you want to fade, Duncan?
The one I probably liked the most from that kind of top section is Thomas Peters again. 12th at this event last year, second last week. He obviously won't have the home crowd on his side like Power and Lowry will do. But I think that Thomas Peters is, again, one of these guys that's worth keeping an eye on when he's in a hot streak. He played well last week. you know, player who could go on and win again this season, having done so earlier this season. And I think he's a reasonable price at, you know, almost double the odds of Lowry. Peters hasn't been playing in America like Lowry has this year, so he hasn't maybe caught the eye as much as Lowry has. And Lowry obviously has the home support. But I think Peters is decent at 14-1. And he would be my guy at the front of the market this week.
Do you know what? I've actually bet Peters. I've bet Peters, and I follow you guys in religiously whenever you send me any bets. But I think he's going to take some stopping. I think for the each way section, I can't see him not being out of the six or seven places. I mean, he's in absolute fantastic form. The only trouble is he doesn't win enough, does he? He doesn't have that. He's a temperament problem.
No, but you know, he came close last week, and we've seen on the DP World Tour a lot in the last couple of years that, you know, if you've gone close in the last couple of weeks, that often, you know, be the thing that will spur you on to a win in the following weeks. The other thing worth mentioning is that there's been a lot of rain in Ireland in the last few days, so the course is playing, you know, relatively soft, and it should suit the power players. You know, those players who hit the ball a bit further off the tee, they're the guys that are going to prosper this week. And Peters is obviously, you know, one of those guys. He gives the ball, you know, an almighty whack. And so, you know, that's only going to go in his favour as well.
Yeah, Neil, are you in the Peters camp this week?
Yeah, 100%. I thought he was so unlucky last week as well. And we were so close to our show's first winner. Duncan spoke quite highly of Peters as his main pick. I think it just that everything fell for Ha Tung Lee on the day. But it's just another perfect course for him, especially if driving's going to be key, and that's kind of what I've looked for in my selections too.
Yeah, Peter's a very, very popular selection at the top of the market at 14-1. Certainly much better value than Shane Lowry, as Duncan suggested there, at 7-1. So double the price of Peters, who's in absolutely fantastic form. The conditions will suit, and it looks like a boomer's course. Let's look into that next bracket. The other person I quite liked as well is Riot, 25-1. I thought he had a decent chance. Good record here in this tournament as well. Did well last year. But who do you like in that middle section, sort of the 33-1 down to about 66s?
The one I like is Minwoo Lee. So Minwoo came alive at this point last season, where he was 17th here, and then he went on to win the Scottish Open the week after. And he's had a bit of a tough year, but what's noticeable is his best performances have come at tough tracks, and including the majors. So he was 27th in his last start at the US Open and 14th at the Masters. So he's starting to produce his best golf in tougher fields, and I think we can say this is one of the better DP World Tour fields we've had this season. And in general, he's a power player. So likewise with Peters, and he's driving the ball beautifully as well. So the last five starts, he's gaining strokes off the tee. And I just think he is a player who is, we're going to have no concerns if he's in the mix. I think he's going to be a closer going forward. And I just like the link between the Scottish Open and the Irish Open as well. I think if you look at both leaderboards from last year, there's a lot of similar names on there. I think Herbert did well in both. Johannes Veerman did well in both, and Minwoo Lee. So I think there's something we can take from playing well in Scotland and Ireland. And I think he's a bit of value at 35s. Yeah.
Yeah. It could be another week for Peters and Lee. Showing my age there. If you Google Peters and Lee, another Google for you. They're a folk duo in the 1970s called Peters and Lee, that my mum and dad used to love them. So Google them as well. Peters and Lee could be the forecast again for the second week running. Duncan, what do you like in that section? The same similar kind of thoughts as Neil?
Yeah, I like Minwoo Lee a lot as well. The one I like is in that kind of range is Dean Burmester. Very big on Dean this week. He was first for strokes gained off the tee last week. And as I mentioned with Peters, you know, length off the tee and, you know, power play off the tee this week is going to be a big factor, I think. I like him to go really well. He did an interview on the course last week where he was saying that he was playing really nicely, but just the results hadn't quite been shown it. And I think he looks primed for a run this week. I think that everything should suit him. And if you can just improve that approach play fractionally, I think he'll be one to go close.
So Burmester, Lee, Peters, they're the selection so far from that sort of category, from the top players down to that middle section. Now, this is the bit where they boys like, this is where they specialise in those triple figure prices. Duncan, you've got a smile on your face. You must have a few like you like here at big, big prices that go well for us over in Ireland.
Yeah, I absolutely love Brandon Stone this week. I think Brandon Stone is a absolutely stonking bet this week. Brandon is one of these up and down players, so he could leave me with egg on my face. But I think at the price that you're getting, I think it's a great price. I think that 150-1 on Brandon Stone is fantastic, considering he's been 5th and 15th in his last two starts. He was 11th tee to green last week. Only a poor first round, you know, prevented him from finishing higher up the leaderboard. What I really like about Brandon, though, is that most of the players in this kind of category are players who maybe haven't won big events before or maybe haven't even won at all. Brandon is a multiple winner on the DP World Tour, and he's also won the Scottish Open, you know, one of the biggest events that the DP World Tour has. So he's no stranger to winning big events. And if he gets himself into the mix, I don't think that should faze him. You know, he's a quality player on his day. A bit like Robert Streb, he can really go up and down. You know, he can go off the boil massively and miss the cut by 10 shots. Or like at the Scottish Open when he closed with, I think it was either 60 or 61. He can just, you know, play magical golf. So he's a real mercurial talent. And I think that, you know, it's worth taking the risk on Brandon at 150-1, given that 4 of his 5 career wins have come after a couple of good results. And we've seen those couple of good results in the last few weeks. So, yeah, Brandon, 150-1 is a great bet, I think.
Brandon Stone, 150-0. What are you liking those triple figure prices?
Yeah, there was a couple. I was just looking at last year's leaderboards, and I think around about 6 or 7 of the top 10 would have went off at triple figure prices last year. So it could be a good event to land on each way bet this week. The one I liked was Matt Jordan at 125-1. Who, if you look on paper, is out of form, but he's just qualified for the British Open this week. So must have played some good golf to qualify there. He was 12th last year, including a final round 65. He's a terrific wind player, if there is a bit of wind, which we can always expect in Ireland. And he can get the ball out there off the tee, so I think he's got a lot going for him. If you want some really outrageous dollar bets, I would stick with Rikard Karlberg, who was in the top 5 last year from absolutely nowhere, produced his best finish of the season, completely out of form. And he just loves his golf in Ireland. So he had that second place last year, but he's also got 10th, 14th and 21st in his last 5 starts in the Irish Open. So I just think he produced some strong stats, tee to green and approach, and he's putting well recently. So if that can all come together, massive odds, 500-1. The same could go for Mark Warren, who was 2nd 2 starts ago in Sweden and just missed the cut on the number last week. But he also has some strong finishes in Ireland and he's gone off at a massive 500-1. Again, I think Bet Rivers have got the best price there.
Some massive, massive, massive price. What's the weather forecast going to be like in Ireland? Is it going to be wet, windy? Well, we expect it to be wet and windy, wouldn't we? It's July in Ireland. It's going to be wet and windy.
Yeah. Surely it's going to be tops off season. It's not extremely windy. I think Friday is the windiest day where it could get up to around about 16 miles per hour. But it's going to be a bit damp and the rough's going to be thick. So yeah. Mm.
No way, that could produce an upset win, obviously, with the conditions not being so favourable to the top players. So tee-off times could be essential there, especially at the weekend. So look for some big prices there. Just before we go, 2 things I'm going to mention. The first thing, we've got to mention it. It's the LIV Golf event. Obviously, since I spoke to you, a lot of more players have defected over to the Saudi Tour. The event this week is in Portland. Dustin Johnson heads it at 6+650. It's very difficult to form an opinion, isn't it? With so much money at stake, motivation questionable. How do you feel about betting on this event or on the LIV Tour at the moment?
I think it's one of these ones where there's not quite the strength of field to you know, make it probably a betting event. I think that, you know, if you want to look for a bet, you know, on it, I would look at Patrick Reed or Pat Perez, perhaps, in that kind of 20-25-1 bracket. But it's not something I think that entices me in, you know, just yet. I think it's very top heavy. You've got the big names like, Johnson, Oosthuizen, Koepka at the top there. But then when you look at the bottom of the field, it's names that most people won't have heard of. So I don't think it's quite there from a betting perspective for me. I think that maybe in time, once they recruit a few more players, it could get that way. And if you see a field that maybe has, you know, a few unknowns, but it's relatively good, that's when it starts to pique my interest a bit more. But just at the moment, it's too top heavy and not enough depth.
Yeah, it's not enough depth, too much money at stake. A lot of players come in there probably just for the readies rather than the tournament or the history of winning the event. So very difficult if you are betting. I know the people will be betting. I know BetRivers is going to have a lot of handle on it. Big names are going to be in contention. So we've got to mention it. But for us, we think it's early stages for a betting perspective. Just one other question I was going to give you. It's probably about now time we look at, I mean, we were doing the tennis podcast with Sean Calvert and we were looking at players potentially to win Wimbledon sort of 3 or 4 weeks. The Open is not far away. And we're coming into that stretch now of the Scottish Open, the Irish Open this week. The build-up events for the Open. We need to look at pointers, don't we, now, for the Open. So we're looking at some players who can do well. Is there anyone at the moment that you'd like to keep your eye on and see how they get on in these events to look at for the Open Championship?
I think it's obvious, but for me, like Shane Lowry would be one to see how he goes in the next couple of weeks. You know, he's obviously had a fantastic season. I think he'd be excellent at St Andrews if he can just kind of maintain his form over the next 2 weeks. He obviously missed the cut last time out at the US Open, and it's just to see how he bounces back at the next two starts.
Yeah, so the Open Championship, we're going to have a special on that on the BetRivers Network in a couple of weeks' time. Obviously, please subscribe to the BetRivers Network. There's a whole host of sporting videos on YouTube, and download this from your on all the other sports from your preferred podcast provider. Give us a like and a review, and please comment on the comments page on the YouTube channel. Duncan and Neil, if anyone wants to follow you, where can they follow your excellent work?
So on Twitter, you'll find us at Golf Betting Club. And if you want to visit our website, it's golfbettingclub.com, where you can find full event previews for both the events this week and also over 150 player profiles if you want to read about your favourite player.
Lovely. Brilliant website. If you want to go there, it's your first port of call for any golf sort of content or any statistical basis. Neil and Duncan have you covered. You can follow me at Twitter at Seely_Nigel. You've got a whole range of betting events here. You like the prices. We give you some favourites. We give you some middle sections and a huge amount of outsiders. It's been a musical golf theme. We've got Peterson Lee going for us in John Deere and Sam, in the Irish Open. And we've got Sam Ryder going for us at the John Deere Classic. Stay safe. Good luck with all your bets. And we'll speak to you again next week. Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly for the win on the BetRivers Network.